And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 2nd of January, 2015. It's the birthday of Roger Miller, born Fort Worth, Texas, 1936. We know him best for his song, King of the Road, Trailers for Sale or Rent, Rooms to Let, 50 Cents. Though he said his favorite of all his songs was You Can't Roller Skate in a Buffalo Herd. Today's the birthday of cartoonist Linda Barry, born in Richland Center, Wisconsin, 1956. She's the creator of Ernie Pook's Comiq, a weekly strip that ran in alternative papers for nearly 30 years. Her friend Matt Groening was the man who created The Simpsons, but the market for Linda Barry's comics sort of dried up in 2008, so she moved on to other things. And now she goes around the country giving workshops called Writing the Unthinkable for people, she says, bartenders, janitors, office workers, anyone who's given up on being a writer but still wonders what it might be like to write. It was on this date in 1974, President Nixon signed a law setting the national speed limit at 55 miles per hour in order to conserve oil. The Arab members of OPEC, the Organization for Petroleum Exporting Countries, had declared an embargo on oil in protest of the United States' support of Israel, and gas prices went up 40%. The western states, wide open, straight highways, complained about the speed limit, but they complied. Gas prices continued to be high even after the embargo was lifted a couple of months later, and it was then that Americans started to look overseas to Japanese cars that were smaller and more fuel efficient. Here's a poem for today by Donald Hall, When the Fine Days. When the fine days migrate east from Ohio, climbing Vermont's greenest mountains and fording the Connecticut at White River Junction, when our meadows take relief from inversions and July's lamentable heat, you and I hike in fortuitous air up mountain on logging roads, our dog Max leading us, bouncing, looking back with mild impatience, making sure we follow. And Neil taking joy of tiny red blossoms in moss. Here are no snakes to beware. Here the shy black bear conceals himself. Here the glory of creation loosens our spirits into appropriate surrender. Looking down past a clearing, we fill with the fullness of the valley's throat, where the slow cattle grind the abundant grass and their laboring stomachs turn green to white, where the fat sheep graze without budging like soft white boulders. Now Max settles, alert, his nostrils twitching to read calm air. Let us descend, Camilla, to the long white house that holds love and work together and play familiar music on each other's skin. Today we won't worry about weather, depression, or war, about bad luck for our labors, about heart attacks or metastasis to the liver. A poem by Donald Hall, When the Fine Days, from his collection The Museum of Clear Ideas, published by Tickner and Fields and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to, thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, keep in touch.